Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this show, we look at the early careers of Alain Delon and Jean-Paul Belmondo, Beauty and the Beast of French cinema. I hope you enjoy the show. Alain Delon and Jean-Paul Belmondo could be described as the Beauty and the Beast of French cinema. They emerged at roughly the same time and dominated French films in the 1960s, 70s and 80s. Between them, they appeared in nearly 200 films, and in this show, I'd like to look at what I think is their best work. Alain Delon's striking good looks allowed him to stand out from the crowd when he first started making films. He was of French and Corsican origins and curiously trained to be a butcher in his stepfather's delicatessen before becoming an actor. He served in the French army in Indochina for 4 years and spent nearly a year of that time in jail for stealing a Jeep. He meandered through life in Paris for a while, and then the director Yves Allégret, whose wife he was having an affair with, coached him to be an actor, telling him, "Speak as you speak to me. Look at how you look at me. Listen as you listen to me. Don't play, live." Delon said it changed everything. Jean-Paul Belmondo was born in Algeria and was of Italian descent. He was the son of a famous French sculptor and had been a professional boxer in his teenage years, undefeated no less. He spent his late teens in drama school in the provinces and then began performing in the theatre in Paris. Jean-Luc Godard cast him in a short film, but he was called up and did his military service in Algeria, where it is rumoured he may have broken his own nose to end his term there. His career took off before Delon's, and he was soon being courted by Hollywood, but he refused to act in English-speaking films. A profile of him in 1965 stated he was, I quote, "a later manifestation of youthful rejection. His disengagement from a society his parents made is total. He represents something tough but vulnerable, laconic but intense." End of quote. No wonder he became so successful. In 1958, they both appeared together in Be Beautiful and Shut Up, a Marc Allégret comedy crime film starring the lovely Maline DiMaggio and Henri Vidal. The film runs out of steam about halfway through, but nevertheless, bearing in mind what they both went on to achieve, it's a great watch. DiMaggio is very good as always.
Thank you.
In 1960, they both starred in films that grabbed the headlines. Alain Delon played Tom Ripley in Plein Soleil. It was the first adaptation of Patricia Highsmith's novel, Mr. Ripley, directed by René Clément. Highsmith had already had her novel Strangers on a Train adapted to great success by Alfred Hitchcock in 1951. Nino Rota wrote the great score. Belmondo starred in Jean-Luc Godard's Breathless, the film that put Godard centre stage of the new wave cinema that was happening in France. It's a refreshing take on the familiar criminal on the run motif and was the first time jump cutting had been used in a film. It came about because the film originally was 30 minutes too long and Godard, rather than lose entire scenes, did this instead. Belmondo attempts to persuade an American student, played by Jean Seberg, to run away with him. Thank you. The same year, Belmondo also starred with Lino Ventura in The Big Risk, ably directed by Claude Sauté. Ventura plays a dangerous criminal on the run in France, and Belmondo is sent to help him get to Paris, and they become friends. This is a no-nonsense crime film that will keep you on the edge of your seat. The music was by Georges Delerue. Alain Delon also made Rocco and His Brothers in 1960, directed by Luchino Visconti, set in Italy, where we are shown the complex relationship amongst four brothers who moved to Milan from the countryside with their mother. This is one of Visconti's standout gems and is 3 hours long, but worth watching every minute. Nino Rota provided the haunting score. The following year, Belmondo starred in a fine thriller called Man Called Rocker, directed by Jean Becker. It was Becker's directorial debut, following in his father's footsteps, the renowned Jacques Becker. He did a good job, and the film hangs together well. Belmondo goes to Marseille to help out his friend, who has been imprisoned in a frame-up. Michel Constantin has a great cameo role as a local criminal trying to extort protection money from clubs. Delon got the chance to act with Jean Gabin in Any Number Can Win in 1963. Gabin is a seasoned professional crook planning one last robbery of a Cannes casino before retiring. He enlists the help of his former cellmate, played by Delon. It's an early film of Henri Vernet, and it shows his obvious flair for crime films. Of course, things don't go according to plan. Jean Becker cast Belmondo again in 1964 in Backfire, about a man given the job of importing a solid gold car into Lebanon. He's given an accomplice, played by Jean Seberg, so repeating their pairing from Breathless 4 years earlier. The excellent Gert Frobe plays their employer. Belmondo had begun to do his own stunt work by now, and this film is the precursor of the work he ended up becoming known for later on. In 1965, Delon had the opportunity to act with heavyweights Van Heflin and Jacques Palance in Ralph Nelson's Once a Thief, co-starring Anne Margaret. Coincidentally, it was an adaptation of a novel by Ezequiel Marco, who had also written the source novel for Any Number Can Win. It was set in San Francisco and was Delon's Hollywood debut. It's full of tension throughout as Delon, as Eddie Pedak, wants to go straight while his elder brother Walter, Jack Palance, wants him for one more heist. Van Heflin plays the policeman who grew up with Walter. It's mostly shot at night using the new Eastman 4X film that required less lighting equipment. Lalo Schifrin wrote the great theme song. Meanwhile, Belmondo made Crime on a Summer Morning in 1965, directed by Jacques Deray and based on a James Hadley Chase novel. A group of criminals plan and execute a ransom sting in Spain, but it all unravels. Interestingly, during the shoot, Belmondo complained to director Jacques Deray that there wasn't enough humour for him in the script.
Oh,
I'm going to wrap up this first half of Beauty and the Beast with Le Samurai, which Alain Delon starred in 1967. This is an exquisite portrait of a meticulous hitman, and the film has become an inspiration for many crime films that followed. Jean-Pierre Melville's attention to detail is immaculate, and we are drawn right inside the gunman's psyche as he completes the hit and then finds his carefully constructed world falling apart like his alibi. Melville has said he wrote the script with Delon in mind for the lead role. It's become Delon's career-defining performance. Not to be missed if you haven't seen it already. I'll see you in the second part of Beauty and the Beast.